With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast. It's a Blossom Podcast.
Not in a pub.
Hi, friends.
Hello.
Good morning.
I was only talking about Graham yesterday, actually.
Yeah.
He lives in Kale Green, doesn't he?
Graham.
He does.
Graham is the guy who laughs at on the intro of the podcast.
He used to make distressed modern vintage wood.
Yeah.
How are we all?
Good.
Not bad.
Yeah. Feeling good.
Pub's opened.
Yep.
Here's one for you.
Go on.
You might all be shocked to believe that on Monday, I started Couch to 5K.
Fuck off!
Wow.
Yeah. Wow, what was it?
Yeah, I actually saved mentioning that until right now.
Oh.
So we had something to talk about.
It's good that. How's
so
it going?
Go on.
Well, as you know...
Is that why you're out of breath now from Monday?
Tell me the thought process behind it all.
Well, you know, I've struggled a bit with my, you know, old mental health.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I just thought I needed something else. And I'm constantly aware of my lack of stamina. Mm, you know what I mean? Because it's terrible. Mm. I do a lot of walking, that's fine, but I've never been able to run. So I was like, I'm 24 now. If I don't do something about my fitness now, in 10 years, God knows what's going to happen. Do you know what I mean?
It's good to be on top of it.
So I just thought, you know what?
It's good for your mind as well.
And it's a strategic program. Do you know what I mean? It starts you out slow.
Yeah.
I struggled a lot, do you know what I mean? I have to do it very proud.
How far did you do on the first go?
You started Couch 5K, haven't you, a while ago?
I mean, I finished it, but I didn't finish it. I just stopped doing it.
So you backed
obviously
out.
You don't do 5K on your first go, do you?
No.
Obviously.
No, you do, it's basically...
Do you like 1K or something like that?
Well, no, it's a total of about 2 miles, but it's done. It's like jogging, walking.
Yeah.
So you do like for the first week, it's 3 days. You do day on, day off, day on, day on, and then a couple of days off.
Yeah.
And it's a brisk 5 minute walk to warm up, and then 60 seconds jogging, 90 seconds walking, and so on for 20 minutes. So it's on off, on off. I finished.
Where did you go?
I can't tell you that.
Oh yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
In case he's a photographer.
I did it on a nearby field.
Park. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Boss.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Fair play.
So that, I actually held off telling you because I thought you'd laugh more. But
no,
you
I think
he's
good.
Impressed.
Yeah, I
think it's a good thing.
Yeah. Who did you go for? Because you can have different, like, you can select your motivator,
coach.
Can't you?
I've seen that.
Who did you go for?
I didn't really go into the settings, to be honest. Yeah, it was. In fact, so today will be my second day because I did it on Monday. It's Wednesday today.
Oh,
so.
Do you not do like consecutive days?
No,
you have to do one day on, one day off.
You have to have a rest day.
Ah, right, okay.
Did you notice your mental health was better afterwards?
It actually was.
Releases stuff, doesn't
endorphins.
It?
Endorphins.
And it was actually just like, while I was doing it, all I was thinking about was surviving. So, like
Katie says, if I've not been for a run, I'm a cunt.
Yeah.
If I haven't, you know, she's like, you've not been for a run today.
Dropping
and,
the seat.
You know, later on in the day, if I've not been for one in the morning.
Yeah.
Not a cunt, it's obviously like a joke, but you know, you're just
a bit arsy.
A bit ratty. Yeah. A bit like.
Ratatouille.
It's true. Not as nice as I usually can be.
Medically true, isn't it?
It's fucking medically true.
I think I'm having a dog, going out with a dog, for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the same thing.
Everyone has their own version.
I'm going to walk down the valley next to the river. Do you know what I do? I've started doing now, which is lame. And I did it this morning, I thought, I might mention this, but I reckon they'll laugh at me. There's a little log and it's next to the river. It's right at the end where no one is. And I just sit there for a little bit.
Wanking.
Fucking hear me.
Yeah,
hey guys,
just take
a moment.
Well, you can hear all the birds. You can hear the little river, the brook. And I just
quite
sit there.
Meditative, that.
Yeah, and I close my eyes and just be like,
that is it. That's basically
dead nice. But to get there, to get to that point, I have to throw the ball loads for Pep. So Pep's knackered and he actually just lies down.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Pep's there going, I'm like, Pep, come on.
Talking about walking. This is something I've written down in my notes because, like, I'm going to have to talk about this. I was walking the other day from just sort of did like a suburban walk, and I walked through this little park in Devonport. There were people sort of gathered around this patch of grass. I was thinking, what's going on? So I just walked past. I had my AirPods in. I walked past. A guy was walking a snake.
Oh, oh
holy
shit.
Hell. Like, I'm not talking about like a just...
That's just me having a piss, mate.
Well done.
Wait,
one-eyed trouser snake.
Well done.
It wasn't like a pet. It was a pet, clearly, but it wasn't a small... It was like 12 like. Foot.
Shit. Oh. Is that legal?
Probably not. The guy, he had like a leather waistcoat on, so it's probably not a legal snake, is it?
My mate in year 9 saw a snake in Woodbank Park, but I think he was lying.
we do have snakes here, grass snakes, don't we?
Adders.
This was like a, I don't even know what he got, a boa constrictor or something. Oh. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Boss.
And then the same day, I went for another walk on a field, and there were three kids. You know how kids these days look quite intimidating? They're probably about 9 or 10. To me. He had like a puffer, down jacket on. Yeah. Like the Michelin man. Yeah. And a Gucci side bag mm-hmm. thing.
Should have said it was only Charlie.
In one hand, he had an Easter egg.
Oh.
In the other hand, he had a can of Lynx that he was setting on fire to.
That's OG, that, isn't it?
Yeah, wow.
Do I always think, when you see like the Lynx Africa advert, I'm thinking, who the fuck still buys Lynx?
You know what it smells like, though? You can picture it. Mm. You know what? Funny enough, I nearly bought some yesterday.
You fucking unsurprised me with him.
Only because
it was a pound cheaper.
Well, no, yeah, you're right. No, I was rushed. I was having some flooring delivered. Was it yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. So, you know, like, I got there, but I had to have a shower at the new house. Not had a shower there yet. I didn't have any deodorant on me. So I went to buy some, and that's the end of the story.
What deodorant did you go for at the end?
So much shit.
I'll say it's good.
Febreze.
Yeah.
That's his standard, isn't it?
You know, like, when you're growing up and you're like prepubescent, and there's always that kid with hair under their armpits before anyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought Lynx Africa with the thought that if I used it, it would... You know,
oh, for fuck's sake.
Speed up my...
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gross.
I hated them. Like, I remember, like...
I was a late bloomer.
Yeah, I was pretty late. I was, like, dead late, but then all of a sudden I had fucking loads of air everywhere. Do you know what I mean? But I remember, like, you know, getting bagged. Do you remember when bagging was a thing? I don't know if that's still a thing, bagging.
I remember
shitting myself thinking, oh, God, I don't have any pubes yet. Do you know what I mean? If I get bagged, everyone's going to know I don't have pubes. Devastating. Yeah, like, oh!
Here's one for you. I remember a lad... Endrick Getchy, right, got bagged in like year 7, but he just didn't give a fuck because he had loads of pubes.
It was like a
man dick fell out of him. Right, get on this.
He won
$1 million on poker recently.
Yeah, he did like the other week.
It might be a million. It's like
750K.
He won a poker online poker tournament, Endrick Getchy, and he went to school with us.
No mad, isn't it? So robbed a teacher's laptop, cheers.
Yeah, he did.
Miss Matrix's laptop.
Got excluded from robbing a laptop.
he hid it in his locker.
Cool, Getchy.
Good times. I was going to say, do you know what I mean? I did a monster fucking walk the other day. I did like 27K, I think it was.
Fucking hell, where?
We're going on your feet.
Two walks in one day. Saw you, I think, on the other one. Do you remember?
Oh, it was about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw you on the way back, yeah.
Good that. And he just texted me saying, I'll walk as Maximus.
Yeah. Like, did you have fun though? You like it, don't you?
I was like, I got a split pace of like...
What the hell
nine.
Does that mean?
Technical.
Yeah, what
sorry,
is that?
It's like when you split up the Ks, so like what, your first kilometre, your second, do you know what I mean?
Pace per one.
Each one, it's like nine minutes 20 or something like that, which is...
Pretty good.
Good for 27K, good hike. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just thought I got jealous.
You want to be the best at this, don't you? I can tell.
I'm like that with anything, though. Yeah. As soon as it starts,
you
want
to win at walking.
If you've been to Tenerife, you've been to the Leven Reef.
Do you know what I saw the other day?
I'm all right, thanks. I don't want to fuck you.
Do you remember Bez?
Oh, yeah.
From Flat. He did a walk for a charity. He walks to Blackpool Tower.
Yeah, from Rochdale.
From the Pleasure Beach.
Yeah.
Mad that, isn't it? Yeah, no,
in one
fucking,
go, in
no,
one go, fair
in one
play
go.
To
honestly,
him.
It's fucking and that, yeah, fair impressive. Play to him. He's fucking
how long that
going?
Take? He just did it in one go. It was like 22 hours or something.
Something like
didn't sleep, just
started
powered
through the
yeah.
night, didn't he? Yeah.
Christ,
mad that, isn't it?
Good though, that I'd love to do something like that.
You should do.
No,
no,
I would actually love to do something. Like that.
I was watching Sherpa the other night. That made me think of you.
Love, great film. Loved it. It's quite sad, isn't it? That one. That was the turn. That.
Yeah. Would you ever consider climbing Everest?
Never.
Never.
I think
Ben Nevis.
Ben Nevis or Everest, which one?
Now,
I think I like the idea of obviously, and I suppose that's the draw to it, isn't it? Because it's the biggest mountain. It's not the hardest. Do you know what I mean? That's why people can do it all over, but nah.
Would you ever consider climbing one of the big summits?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd love to do something. Yeah. Without, oh, sorry. Yeah, no, I think I'd like to do something like that, but I don't know. It's quite
Are you going to go up your stairs? Do you get tired?
No.
Right. I thought so.
I fucking run.
I run up my stairs every single time I go up.
I'm like a kid.
Long-legged, aren't you?
I'm sometimes like on my all fours, like crawl up. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
I just walk up
quite
the stairs.
Feral, it's weird, isn't it? Feral, aren't you?
Your stair lift's brilliant, isn't it, Josh?
What's that?
Your stair lift.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Is that why you're looking for a bungalow?
Bungalow with cellars.
Tom, any news?
In what? Anything?
Yeah, just anything. Fun, happy, sad,
the
glad, bad.
Wedding's coming along.
Good stuff. Wedding planning.
I'm planning most of it.
Wow.
You'll be surprised to know because...
What was that fucking...
Katie's a hairdresser, obviously. The listeners may know. And she's just working like non-stop.
What was that programme called? The Bride... Don't Tell the Bride.
Don't Tell the Bride, yeah.
Was it Don't Tell the Bride?
Yeah. She
bought a wedding dress yesterday.
Mm.
Obviously, I don't see it, do I? She went viewing them with her mum. And my mum.
I was going to say, and me.
My mum. My mum. I spoke to her. She said, I teared up, Tom.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Is that like the tradition? Is that the way you do it?
Normally you go with your bridesmaids, but because of COVID and that, you can't, the limited numbers of how many you can have in the room.
Yeah.
She had to like try them on with a mask and all that shit.
Aw.
But yeah, she picked one out because it's such short notice. I think the lead time's usually like...
I've got a year or so.
By the bullet,
turning it around in like 4 months.
Yeah. I've got a sort of stag, Anna. The stag day.
You do?
Fucking...
No, Chaz's bass is a Fender, mate.
Fucking G.
What are we going to do?
We'll just have it in here. In this undisclosed location.
How do you know you're invited?
We can't...
Oh, I'm joking.
We can't go abroad, can we?
Because can't go abroad.
There's no going to be no travel.
I think a lot of our mates won't be able to.
No.
So I reckon... I don't know, I've got a few plans, put a few things in work, but we'll have to go for a beer today, I think, after this.
Go to Bamboo.
Do you know what I mean? And
start planning it.
Start planning it, yeah. I need something off you. I need to go some...
I'm chilled, mate.
Oh, no.
No strippers are out like that.
Well, that's what I mean. Fuck that. I mean, is that me anyway? Do you know what I mean?
No.
I don't think any of us are like that, are we?
Nah. No. I didn't say that sarcastically either.
Just what a boss meal.
Mm.
Bit of a kickabout in the day with the lads. And then don't know.
I'll meet you afterwards.
Yeah, same Josh. Meet me and you'll go for coffee.
Fucking hell, Josh will be doing laps around and we're playing footy.
I don't know, in the evening. Some, I don't know. Yeah, that's the bit you need to.
Yeah, we'll talk through it.
The average dog can understand more than 150 words.
Wow.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
I don't got anything to say about that.
Pep's learnt a new word. If I say we're on a walk, he's got, you know, you just drop the ball and he like starts sniffing the tree or something. You don't know where it is. If I say get your ball, he actually looks for his ball. Or if he comes around his ball and I go get your ball, he goes back for his ball.
Yeah.
So 150, that's quite...
Well, I can see that being the thing. Like George, for example, off the top of my head, he knows walk. He knows Adele, who comes and walks him.
Yep.
Sausage. Fuck, he knows what sausage is.
Head right.
Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
These loads.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't need to know 150, do they, really? unless they can, see if they could talk, it'd help, but they can communicate with each other then. Barking, fucking, what the fuck is a bark like? Do you know what I mean? It's like they can't fucking...
Do you remember the Mind of Miles thing you did? And you was like, the barks have languages.
No, it's true. Accents.
Dog accents.
What else you got?
The sun is actually white, but Earth's atmosphere makes it look yellow.
I can see that. I mean, I've accidentally looked at the sun a few times.
Accidentally?
No, I did it last night. Accidentally looked at the sun. It was
last night. That's like an oxymoron.
No, well,
I looked at the sun last night.
Yeah, but the sun sets at like after 8 now. After 8, mint.
Brent. I tell you what, though. I've done it before when. No, I've done it before when if you look at the sun as a kid and you just keep blinking, you can just see the actual sphere of it. But my eyes are all right now. Do you know what I mean?
I remember when I was younger getting sunglasses and like looking at the sun in my sunglasses. That's what I thought they were. Well, I suppose when you look at them with shades on, you kind of see the perfect. Do you know what's fucked? You know, when you look at it with like shades and all that, like, even the moon, how spherical, like perfectly round it is. Do you know what I mean? It freaks me out a little bit.
Unlike the Earth.
I saw a fucking video of a guy draw a circle on a chalkboard. You seen
it? Oh, yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, man.
What, accurate?
Honestly, it blew my head. Like, it's so tight. He sort of stands on the side and goes, just quick. And it's honestly, yeah, quick. He goes,
have you seen the ones where they do it with just the wrist though, like that?
Yeah.
It's even tighter, I think.
This is non-related, but I think this will impress you. I literally just did it like 10 minutes ago when I was in there. I've been ringing marquee companies to get through. And
Marquee Smith.
To try and get a yurt or a marquee.
Yep.
And I rang this company, like the main house phone, so to speak, of their company.
Mm-hmm.
Went to answer phone. She was like, contact me on my mobile. My mobile is. And I was like, and she went, 07, no, read it. And I did it and got it right. I remembered it. What she said it was.
You're weird with numbers though. Do you know what I mean?
Numbers and dates.
Yeah, if I say to you like a random date.
It's called something.
Photographic memories.
No, but it's something else.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Where it's specifically it's specific numbers. Thing,
yeah.
But yeah.
This is a bit controversial, but...
I fucking don't say it then.
No, I mean, washing your hands with cold water is just as effective as washing your hands with hot water.
Do you know, this
I never thought that wouldn't be a thing.
Yeah, this is... Yeah. Is this something to do because the warm water in your tap is like harvesting bacteria, isn't it? You know, because it's water, it's like the
You can't drink it, can you?
Well, no, you can't drink because like... Because of the temperature it is, bacteria, obviously, the hot...
Breeds.
Obviously, you've got to get to a certain temperature to then kill it. So that makes a bit of sense.
I mean, obviously, you know, if you're using soap anyway, I don't think the temperature is going to make
a
difference.
Weirdly, I always wash my hands in cold water. I have cold showers and stuff, though.
Yeah.
It's good like for your circulation, though.
Yeah. Yes. I'm not a psycho. I don't just go in and have, like, cold all the time.
No.
I go in, wash me sen.
Then give
and
it...
And then at the end, you know what I mean, blast the cold.
On your knob. Drinking.
Looks like a little chipolata.
Last one now. Drinking 2 glasses of water when you wake up can make you feel happier, sharper, and more energetic throughout the day.
There you go, Josh.
Make a note of that.
two's a bit.
I just have a wardrobe coffee and I'm sound as fuck.
Two's a lot. I wake up and have a pint of water, but 2's like.
I wake up, I have a coffee. And
coffee.
Then lemon water.
Nice.
Lemon
reminds
water.
Me about this guy in school. In maths,
in math
class, he had like, you know, like what's the capacity of like a large like Coke or Pepsi bottle?
Like a liter. 2 liter. One.
2 liter. 2 liter. That's it. It was 2 liter. He had a 2 liter bottle like filled with water, and he drank it all in one go. And I've never seen someone look so ill.
What, downed it?
Downed the whole thing.
Have you seen people that down bottles of vodka and shit? It gives me so much.
Then they pass out afterwards.
Gives me so
much
anxiety.
Have you ever seen Steen down a pint?
Yeah. Ben Exie in 2013.
Unbelievable.
Ashley Ramsden, there you go.
Yeah.
That guy. We met someone who's got the record, didn't we?
Yeah. Virgin. The guy in fucking...
Virgin Radio, wasn't it?
Oh, no. It's Cocker, isn't it? Tim Cocker.
Yeah. Tim Cocker. And we were like, you're chatting shit.
He showed us a video
and then did it to us. Do you remember? With water.
So he's got the world record for downing a pint.
That, to be fair, that was faster than steam, wasn't it? It was like, how do people, somehow you gullet open, the gullet. Open your gullet. Yeah. I can't.
It just drops in, doesn't
I'm
it?
I'm shit at downing pints, you know. I'm really shit. Like, I reckon
you don't
I'm,
really need to do
I reckon
it,
I'm
do
the worst out of all of us.
Downing a pint is some dicker going, let's down your pint. Usually me. Do you know what I mean? Just gets carried away.
You're pretty good at it.
Down in pints?
Yeah. Mm. I'm all right. I can down a pint if I need to.
I'm shocking at it, yeah.
It's not for me at all.
It's a mental thing, I think.
You're down a half, can't you, Josh? Pretty well.
Shandy.
Shandy Bass.
Me and Tom went to the pub Monday. Fucking good. Well, I wasn't even planning to, but Tom messaged me. Just a little voice.
It's fucking
going,
cold, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, he messaged me saying, fancy a pint, you know. And I was like, yes. I do too. Went to a little bar. Got there, sat down, just, you know, having a chat, chatting shit. And we thought, fucking hell, should we invite Josh out?
Bet you that was a reluctant...
Well, I think we didn't even think about it, because we asked Miles. Miles was already out. Chaz was already out. So we were like, you wouldn't normally go, Josh, because you didn't use drink and stuff, so...
Yeah.
Then we thought, fucking hell, Tom went, he drinks now, let's invite him, so...
Came, and rang had a beer, didn't I?
Came, had a beer.
No hesitation.
What's your favourite lagers?
I'm not really a beer kind of guy, like I can't do a pint. Like I'll have to get a bottle.
I think that's in your head though. Like when you put a bottle into a pint glass.
I think it is. It's a placebo thing. It's the volume.
Yeah,
look at
it's
it.
Bigger than half a pint a bottle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? When you put them in next to each other, you're it's fuck all.
I prefer
like
a glass of wine, to be honest. But
you had an Estrella, didn't you?
Yeah.
I love Estrella.
Yeah. Nice what beer. Was the first one? It was like the weird with the dark...
Camden Hills.
No, it was Estrella.
Like Glacier.
Galicia. That's a really good beer. That.
Yeah.
Not
nice.
Not my.
I love it.
It was a bit. Camden Hills.
Do you know what's a really good beer? The Goose Island beer. You know.
Yeah. That Bear Goose Island did that when we did that gig was really, really nice.
Say, what is a jazzer? Men of Brea.
Yeah. What, no. Nice bottle too.
Yeah.
I was going to say, do you know what I've not had? I tried to sell Tom the other day. Lucky Buddha.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really nice
one. I've not had too many of them.
Have you not? No. Well, no, you don't, but
I like from time to time. Grolsch.
Grolsch.
Oh, top.
It's the bottle, innit?
Yeah. Tisky.
That's a fucking Polish.
Yeah, exactly.
What was the one Jordan Norton? Boss. What was on Jordan Norton used to always go? McKinthos.
No, Mythos.
Mythos.
The Greek one.
Do you remember?
I went on holiday and it's all there.
That's because
he went to fucking Iron Napa. Yeah. Fucking Iron
Napa.
That's why.
He bought it and brought it to my house.
Yeah, when was this? Man. It was like 2 years ago or something.
It was New Year's Eve party, right?
He bought like 6 to your house, didn't he? He drank like 5 and took the other one home.
No, he had a big crate, but he took them home. Like, you just leave them, wouldn't you?
It's such a fucking...
The thing is, if it was like my house around the corner, all right, but he lives like 200 miles away. So it's a bit of a trek,
isn't it? Why are you taking that?
Not to slag you off, Jordan, but to slag you off. Hello. How are you doing?
He listens as well, doesn't he, Jordan?
He's watching Breaking Bad at the moment. Never seen it before.
Fuck off. Never I wish I'd it. Fucking
wow.
seen
fucking
it.
Great.
Have we talked about your... We probably have. Your secret power that you wish you could do, if it was possible.
What?
To do with films.
Oh, man. I think everyone would do that. You only see the boss film and you just want to watch it again, but you know what's going to happen. So if you could, like... You like fucking wipe your memory from a film and watch it fresh again. What's your usual time scale? You're like, you can't watch a movie.
2 years.
I thought it was longer than that. 2 years. It's about right that after 2 years of watching a film, you can watch it relatively fresh again, can't you? But
you want to press a button, it just wipes you.
No, to be fair, my superpower was pressing a button on your head and you go to sleep.
I like that.
What about if all yous could have a superpower? Which one would it be? Joe, I'll start with you. Super Joe. Yours would be mind control, wouldn't it?
I reckon I'd have the superpower of granting and giving out wishes.
Oh, so you'd share?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'd share, but also I'd be able to give myself wishes and grant my own wishes.
So actually, it's just a selfish motive to have endless wishes.
Are there any?
No, both. Because I feel like I could grant all, I could do whatever, really, couldn't I?
The genie.
What are the rules?
Wouldn't work.
Are you not allowed
got the body
to?
For it.
What are the rules? So you're not, you mustn't be able to hurt people and stuff. You know
I don't
what I mean?
Know, mate. I
wish is a wish.
Yeah.
What about if you were like pissed up and you wish someone like fucking wish the world had ended and that's it?
Well, I mean, yeah, that fucking happened, wouldn't it?
Fuck
it.
It'd be a curse, that superpower.
I've never seen
you can't
click,
make everyone happy.
I don't think I'd tell people.
Would you use it wisely?
Yeah, of course I fucking would.
Because you
bollocks.
Could be the butterfly effect. Do you know what I mean? Someone could be like, oh, I wish you had £1 million.
If some random person came up to you, I wish you had £1 million, can you do it for me? I'd be like, no, I fucking don't know you. Fuck off.
So you need some. Why do you need £1 million? You need to prove.
I'd say fuck off.
You want a Dragon's Den plan? Yeah, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly.
What's that movie where Ricky Gervais plays God?
Fucking
The Invention of Light.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, The Invention of Light. Yeah.
That's the vibe I get from this.
Mm. Mm. Mm.
What would your superpower be, Tom?
To fly.
I mean, it's a standard one, but I think that'd be a good one.
I think flying like Superman always like sprout wings. Not all the time. Like every time you want to fly, you just like fucking fall smart like Play-Doh.
No wings.
More levitation vibes.
You'd have to cut just holes floating. In your jackets and that if you had wings. Yeah, do you know what I mean?
There won't be wings. I'd just float about.
Charlie, about yourself?
I would like the ability to understand animals.
Oh, nice.
Especially like
sexually.
Dogs. Sexually. Fucking hell.
Sorry.
Go on. Do you know what I mean? Because they're helpless, aren't they? They can't tell you anything.
My cat wants to be fed all the time and I'm just like,
yeah, you see that could be a curse because I reckon pet George as well. I reckon they just come up to you and go feed me.
You didn't like what they had to say. You're like, fuck,
they came in, you're like, you're like a knobhead today.
Or they had an hour per day.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Good.
So you're basically you want to be Dr. Doolittle. that's yours.
Yeah, you are Dr. Doolittle, aren't you?
Doolittle. Do much Maximus. Josh, what about you?
I'd love to have the superpower of just rationality. And that's that.
I like how Miles taking control of this bit.
It's because it's something gimpy,
He was pointing as well as he got on that. He's going, you, Tom, you, Charlie, you.
Saves me editing it. If I edit in real time, it's better, isn't it?
Director. Podcast directed by MK.
Anybody want to go into a section then? That's about it. Fuck it.
I've got a couple YouTube comments. Or a
go for it.
Negative YouTube comment of the week.
Do you know what, the amount of tweets we get at the moment saying people saying they want that to be a full tune.
It's a good tune. And I invented it on the spot.
I played bass on that bit, didn't I?
Fucking did it.
Yeah.
Wonder why it sounded stiff.
It's on the 12 string, isn't it?
Quite year 10, isn't it? Josh, you want to go away with
drums
this?
Drums are good, aren't they?
Yeah, Take it away.
I've got a couple. One's actually, I'll do the negative one first and I'll do the interesting one afterwards. It's actually not negative, it's just a very cool one.
What video?
The Keeper, both on The Keeper.
The Keeper.
This one says...
The Seeker.
They called it The Seeker.
On YouTube.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube. This one is by 128-192.
Ah, my favourite friend.
Good numbers.
What a cringy, shitty song and even an even cheesier video. Acting like douchey tourists singing... singing MOR pop garbage, and then someone replied saying, "Yikes, who killed your dog, man? Why so much hate? Chill out, bruh, edgy fuck." And then Grand Guitar replied, "Ha,
Grand Guitar."
And then the interesting one was someone called Christy.
Mm-hmm. Rambi.
what actually made me think about this was I watched a Netflix thing last night about a guy who I think it was called Long Shot.
Oh yeah,
seen that?
The 45-minute documentary.
Yeah,
with Larry David.
Yeah.
And so it's amazing.
If
he hadn't been there and that camera crew hadn't been there,
yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
And he remembered seeing it, didn't he? Anyway, this kind of ran, except there wasn't a murder involved in this. But it says Christy says, "Me and the missus were actually eating in Cat's Deli on a trip to New York doing touristy bits, and all of the band came in and sat on the table next to ours to film shots for this exact video. Admittedly, I didn't know who they were at the time." Cheers.
Oh wow.
"But they had a distinct look and just happened to discover them on Spotify."
And smell.
Fucking no way.
That is harsh.
After seeing a photograph of Tom wearing the same shirt, which stood out to me, at the time it clicked and it was the same band. Funny story, that. And that is...
No way.
That shit.
That's a good story, well into... Because we took loads of press shots in there as well, didn't we?
Yeah.
What did you... What Josh, cover, Josh went up... Because it's like dormant and cuts, because it's like dead busy, isn't it? And you went up to him, didn't you, and be like, "Can we take some photos in here, please?" Do you remember when we got spotted running out of a bandioke place in Japan?
Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious.
That was hash, that one. It was good, funny. Didn't
we? Yeah, well, so we're out in Japan. They have these little bars. What are they called, Chaz?
I can't remember. Golden Guys, the little...
Yeah, that's it. Like a three-man bar.
Yeah, and we were crammed into this one. And there was about maybe 15 people in there.
Yeah.
And we were in this like thing, and then the guy... Because we were in there first and it was dead. And then all these people came. I think they were working for VW or something, weren't they?
All like Germans,
engineers,
they?
Yeah. All German people. And obviously we're in Japan. But we had our tunes on. And I think one of our songs came on because the guy gave us his iPad to put Spotify on, didn't he? Oh, no, he was like, "Are you a band? Can I hear your music?" Yeah.
And then he just let us play tunes and we were just picking all the tunes.
It was mint, wasn't it? And then they came in, obviously got speaking to these people, and these people, "Are you in a band?" blah, blah, blah. Then we went to Bandioke and it was their idea. They wanted to go. We just like followed the crowd. But they must have thought we were fucking wadded, because they were like, do you remember they were getting all drinks in and they were like spending loads of money, even like the main room they had. And we were like, this is fucking... And they kept like, when the people who come in getting drinks to ask me...
It was the same main room we'd been in.
Yeah, they were pointing at us. The German people were pointing at us saying like we'd pay for these drinks. So we started shitting ourselves thinking, fucking, I'm not paying for all this. It's not even our idea. And then
I was the last in. I was doing karaoke. I was singing.
Yeah, you were singing with
someone. I was singing Oasis, I think.
Yeah, and me and Chaz went, "We'll go." I was holding the lift and Chaz was holding a door. And he was like, "You go now," when you were on the thing. He's like, "I'll meet up with you." After the gym finished, he just threw the mic down, sprinted out the door. Chaz was holding that door. I was holding the lift. The lift door's closed. All these German people like...
Fucking Italian job over it.
Yeah, trying to follow us. Then we got out of the place on the street in Shibuya. And we're running out.
Hey, Charlie.
And this girl went, "Oh my God, it's Blossoms." We were like, fucking... She was like, "Can I have a phone?" We were like, "Not yet."
Fuck's sake.
Good times. Good times.
The world was normal.
I know.
Love Japan. Top five.
How you doing?
I'm really well, thank you, considering you're not allowed out. But yeah, no.
Have you been pub yet?
I don't really want to go and have to book a table and sit outside. And, you know, I'm not that desperate to get out. I want to go and support businesses, though.
Fucking
hell. That's the only reason, really, I'd go this week. But I'm saving myself. It's Bezzy's birthday on Saturday, so I'm going to his house. So I don't want to drink until... the weekend, because then I'm going to drink to oblivion.
Oh, why not? Sounds good, that.
Not drunk for ages. So
where's our invite?
You can come. He lives in the countryside in Herefordshire, in the middle of nowhere. Everyone's
don't tell the world.
No, everyone's welcome, but you never find it. It takes me ages to find it.
You've been all right, though, yeah?
Yeah, I've been really well. I've been recording loads at home, so that's been great. Working with people who'd normally be away. So, it's been fantastic that way. It's just stressful, really, because, I live on my own. I don't really see many people. I see my son every day and my mum, but it's I don't really mind that, actually. I don't mind not seeing people, but it's just the gigs and the travel. Yeah. I can't bear not being able to travel and get on a plane and go and see my mates in Ibiza and, you know, and Valencia and stuff, because I spend a lot of time in Spain. Yeah. So that's the worst bit for me. And, obviously not gigging, as you know yourselves. It's just, we were the first ones to be stopped and looks like we're going to be the last ones. I keep talking about hospitality, but gigs, I don't know, the social distancing and everything, because you're the same as us. When we do gigs, we do have quite a big crowd, big venues. So they're the ones really that still might not happen. You don't know. I mean, I think they will after summer. We should be all right. But you just don't know, do you, with festivals and everything, or indoor theatres and arenas? I don't know.
Yeah, it is an hard one, but I suppose it is what it is, isn't it? I think if we bide our time, see how it'll go.
No, I think most bands, and you'd be mad not to, and most artists, they take a pay cut if they have to do these gigs, you know, and if you've got to have less audiences, so what?
Yeah.
You know, as long as we're getting it done, because it'd just be amazing to be back on the road again.
I think without support as well, do you know what I mean? Like, no, I don't know any band that's got any sort of support. Like, they're going to have to take sort of, not even pay cuts, do you know what I mean? But something's going to have to give, where it's like, whether it's like a light show or whatever. I don't think people understand how much money goes into putting a gig on. Do you know what I mean?
As long as our techs don't suffer, because you know it, and you love your techs.
Yeah.
Because they've really had it hard. A lot of people have had absolutely nothing. You know, there's loads of businesses and hospitality have had grants. I know loads of people. Myself, we don't get grants. There's a lot of people. We're not getting grants. And if you're a freelancer and all that lot, it's really, really been hard. But everyone thinks everybody in the music business is a millionaires, and it's not always the way.
No,
it's mad. Anyway, let's brighten up the mood. Have you heard?
Oh, I've been grumping from Manchester.
Have you heard our podcast, Ro? Have you listened to it? Of course you've.
Yeah, I have. I've listened to it. I said I wanted video because I like looking at you boys as well.
So obviously we're going to do our your five top tunes from Manchester. I just want to say before it that. We're saying Greater Manchester is counted. For example, if you said, I don't know, Blossoms, we'd be like, oh, yeah, that sound.
I've already made my list anyway.
I know, I'm only joking. So, come on, what's number one, though? Let's have a chat about it.
Number one, I picked Elbows, One Day Like This.
Nice.
Boss,
is it? It's just massive. It's everything a tune should be. It's just huge. It's orchestral. The lyrics are brilliant. The musicians are brilliant. The voice is amazing. It's very, very, it's from Bury, I think, but it's very Greater Manchester, very Mancunian sounding. And it's just, I just think it's such an epic song. It's really hard to pick five, though.
You know, when you say
pick five, I'm going to have about 10 on here, but.
I know. I think that's the hardest thing, isn't it?
Yeah, whittling it down is
just five.
Yeah, as long as I mention loads more than five, I'm happy.
Yeah, you can do your honourable mentions at the end.
Is there a certain reason you picked that song? Is there like a certain time where you've been like, that
it's just literally because I wasn't a massive Elbow fan. I'd never heard a lot of the stuff.
Yeah.
I knew they're a good band, but sometimes if you don't listen to a band properly, sometimes you can find them a little bit depressing a little bit. You just don't get them. And I was a bit like that with Elbow. I was like that with Joy Division when I was a kid. I just didn't get it yet because I only heard Love Will Tear Us Apart. And then when you get into a band and you listen to what else they do, You see a different side to them. And it's because they made me listen to Elbow. This tune made me listen to Elbow. Yeah. When it comes to the radio, I instantly turn it up. I have to turn it up. I love blasting it when I'm driving. So it doesn't remind me of anyone or anything like that. It's a song I would love to sing with an orchestra. I suggested it maybe to the BBC Philharmonic in September, maybe. We might be doing a concert. I would love to do something. If Guy Garvey isn't singing it, this is a song I'd love to sing. The only reason I've not sung it already is there's too many lyrics. Can't be arsed learning it. But I do love it.
You, when we ever do a cover, you've always got to get them printed out, aren't you, in front of you, the lyrics.
Like. What if we do it live?
Yeah, yeah.
Just as like a fail safe, just in case, because when it's not your tune, you just worry, don't you? Like, oh,
I can't get involved.
Fuck the words up here.
You just need to stay in a few more nights and learn the words, though.
I know.
No, is that because, you know, because I sing with Sean in the Mondays, and he's just, ever since he's been able to not have to learn words, now he has an auto cue. But because I used to write them out for him all them years ago, soon as I wrote out the words for Step On, and then he wanted it for every tune. And now he doesn't even bother thinking about what the words are. He's been singing them for 40, 30 years, and he doesn't even try and work them out unless something goes wrong with the auto cue, because he must know Kinky Afro. You know, he must know Step On. Everybody in the audience knows it. And yet, if the screen goes blank, which it often does because Bez unplugs the auto cue when he's stumbling about, and Sean's like, oh, I don't know the words. And he's like, shut up.
To be fair, though,
if it's not written down in front of him, he won't sing it.
I was going to say, but fucking hell, surely them tunes you don't even have to anyway. Do you know what I mean? You just had to give the fucking mic to the crowd and be like, go on, sing
it. Exactly. But it used to be better, really, when he didn't try and sing the words. It was much better just him just mumbling and swearing and saying something abusive and offensive, because that's what I think the Happy Mondays, a lot of what we're about.
Do you know what, I'm going through a, still, it's been a few weeks now, I'm going through a massive Happy Mondays phase at the moment.
Oh, I love the early stuff before I joined. no, I did, because that's why I wanted to join them, obviously. But I think my voice makes them more commercial, but I mean, now I've sung on a lot of their earlier stuff because we toured with Bummed, which I wasn't on the original album. But I just like to compliment the Mondays. I don't just sing all the way like I did with you guys on The Man.
There
I
love go.
And the Live Lounge.
How did that come about? How did you and the Mondays come about?
I was just a fan and I wanted to sing with them. And if you follow bands about, I've done it with you as well. You end up with them if you can sing, because I've got a good voice. And no, I was just a fan. I followed them around for about 6 months. My manager was Elliot Rashman, Simply Red's manager. And he had an office next door to Nathan McGough, who's Happy Mondays manager. So I just used to go and pretend to go into my office and just go and sit in theirs all day and get to know everybody and just hint all the time that I wanted to sing with them, but they didn't want a girl in the band. They'd not heard me sing. So it took about 6 months, and he invited Nathan to come and watch me sing with a band at Legends, which I think it's 42nd Street now, but it's where they filmed Rope for Luck. So it all just came together. He came to the gig. I had a little fur coat on. I was drinking whiskey on stage out of the box,
fucking hell.
Pouring it. I was just sat on the songs I wasn't on. I was just pouring it. There was a lot of Simply Red in the band. It's like a 12-piece band. And Nathan just said at the end of it, you're madder than the Mondays. it might happen. And then 2 weeks later, I got a call that I could sing on Step On and go to the studio with Paul Oakenfold and Steve Osborne. So it was like a dream come true. But it took about 6 months getting to know the T-shirt guys, the artwork guys, the girls in the office, so that by the time I joined, everybody loved me or hated me. Most people loved me. I think it was nice then, though. So it
went really well. Don't be daft. I think I was nice then. We love you.
I know, but that's what I mean. I came to see you. I loved you because I know you manage your comrade. Came to see you early days. I had your tune on loop. I remember listening to songs on loop. There's a couple of your songs the early days. And I came when you were only, it's only small venues at the beginning.
Deaf Institute, wasn't it, I remember?
Yeah, I came to a couple of smaller ones. Was it Mojo? Down Control as well. Yeah,
I remember you singing me Happy Birthday very early days. Do you remember that?
Yeah. That was Deaf Institute.
You got away with just Happy Birthday. Sometimes I snug people.
I think you did try and snug me.
No, that was after
Charles.
Bass player Tom.
Charlie.
Charlie Salt.
Yeah, well. I was after Charlie. Charlie Rowe.
Everyone fucking likes a bit of Charlie.
I went off him.
Who's your favourite now, Ro?
Out of the band. Joe, you make the most effort. You make me flowers out of paper. tissue paper. You make me roses.
Don't give away my secrets, Ro.
No, but I like as well that you're a bit snappy in real life as well. You're not as nice and sweet as you come across. That's like me.
She's
I like people like that.
Fucking got me worked out to a T.
You know where you look like a little goody-goody? I love the ones who are naughty and horrible, really. you, me and Best Joe, we're like
it's
one
right.
of the same.
We're a team.
Yeah.
That's funny, that.
That's a good choice, that. I don't think we've had a few elbows come up in the past week, a lot, but we've not had that tune, I don't think.
What was the vibe in the studio when you were recording Step On? What was it like? Did you know?
It was brilliant.
Obviously, it's a cover, isn't it? Did they know it was going to blow up the way it did, or I suppose?
No, I went down to, I was going to do Tokolosh Man for the Elektra album. There's an Elektra album of covers. So I did another song by the same guy, Joe Congas. That went really well, Tokolosh Man. And then I did Step On. So just on the day, I was told what the songs would be. And then yeah, just did a lot of tracks of a vocal on Step On. But the band were in Spain. They were on tour.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's just me, Steve Osborne, Paul Oakenfold, and I think Mark Day just flew in to do a bit of extra guitars. So it was amazing. It was a brilliant session because it was something special. I loved the vocals that I did on both songs, but it was when the rest of the band came and joined us in the studio with the mates, and you just saw everyone dancing around and buzzing. And I loved the Mondays before, but there's a different kind of buzz. You know, it sounded like a hit, Step On.
Yeah, yeah.
So Step On ended up being the single that was going to be Toklosh Man. And yeah, because it was just, everybody knew there was something. The whole of Pills and Thrills album, actually.
Yeah.
It happened. I remember Dennis and Lois, just everybody bopping about, and Paul Oakenfold would be DJing somewhere. He'd come in and he'd do this dance when he came in. And you knew then it was like, it would work on a dance floor. And yeah. Bez, obviously, I know he doesn't appear on the tunes, but if you know, when Bez does
Bez
his
is
Bez
there, Bez is there, isn't he? Yeah. He's there in spirit form, Bez, every time.
He was always in the studio, yeah, but it was exactly, like, yeah, when you know, when a tune would work on the dance floor, when Bez, I mean, Bez now, some days where he goes, he don't want to dance to Hallelujah on stage. I'm like, you've got to dance to Hallelujah. No, it's like, it's an anthem 100%. Of happening when you dance it too slow sometimes.
So go on, let's go on to your second tune.
Hold on, let me look at my list. Oh, it's really hard. Oh, it's really hard. So who do I leave out? Well, it's difficult with the roses. I've got loads of favourites, but I'm picking just to wind you guys up. This is the one.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? So football aside, it's a fucking amazing tune. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I fucking love this song.
It's probably other ones that I used to, like, I'm the Resurrection, my best, when I was in a club years ago when I was younger.
Yeah.
When Alive, I love I Want to Be Adored because it's the first tune.
Yeah.
And I got elated when they reformed. I saw them in Dubai and Milan and lots of different places I went to see them. And when that tune comes on...
Yeah, you know it. You know what's going on.
I think after a Supremes tune as well. Stoned
Love.
Yeah,
yeah. No. Stoned Love. Boss tune.
Ooh, yeah, so it comes on after that and you know. So that was the buzz. But this is the one. I love the tune. It's a brilliant song. I didn't realise how brilliant it was, but I had to sing it with 10 legends from United. He said, will you sing This Is The One? For all the United sponsors. I was like, really? And partners. And they got a legend like Bobby Charlton, Dennis Violet, Gary Neville, Andy Cole, Brian Robson, loads of legends. And from each table, there was one on each table. Join me on stage and was singing This Is The One.
Fuck yeah.
And no it way. Was just the most surreal, because really I was like, oh my God, you know, really, yeah, yeah. Bobby Charlton's next to me. And it's like, and if this song seemed to go on forever, it had about a million choruses at the end. I had a done too long a version to give everyone time to get on stage.
Yeah.
It went for about 8 minutes. It was dragged and I ended up saying, can you turn it off? Because Brian Robson put something in, he's like, when does it end? I went, I don't know. He ended it, you know, for Dennis Violet, it was about 90, so to give him time to get to the stage. But he was first one up. He was dead quick.
He hop, skipped and jumped up. That's mint that, though. I mean, like you said, it's a fucking massive tune, isn't it?
It is. And obviously, there's been so many times where we've beaten City.
Here she is.
What's your next tune?
Wait, there, so I still remember when
we beat City in derbies.
Oh, when we were getting
actually,
Peckford.
When you were really rubbish. When you were really rubbish, you did used to beat us in the derby quite a bit. That was your big, big day. And now
you beat us, but fucking stuck in Europa.
You know what, though? Leeds, I've just got to mention Leeds United anyway.
Don't start loving Leeds now. Fucking are you United?
I'm just mentioning your dirty Leeds, but I'll tell you what, I can't believe it. I was going, go on, Leeds.
Where do you think you'll finish this season, though? Do you reckon you'll get a second spot?
Well, second, if not first. If you keep losing, we could end up grabbing after that would be amazing.
Right, yeah, tunes. Number three. Let's.
Number three is, it's difficult. Oh, Colony. It's not difficult. Colony by Joy Division. From the Closer album. I've sung it many a time with Pete Oak and the Light.
Yeah.
But as I said, when I was a kid, I thought Joy Division might be more for young lads, you know, depressed in the bedrooms, having a hand thing. Can you swear?
Yeah, of course you can.
Having a wank.
Okay, you sound like, that sounds like my childhood.
Who's wanking to Joy Division? I want to know.
Don't knock it when I got older. Realise Joy Division's great to have one to female. Colony is just such an amazing song. I sing Atmosphere as well.
Yeah.
And New Dawn Fades and Inside. I sing four songs I've done with Joy Division songs with Pete Tuck and the like. But Colony is probably my favourite song to sing live at all of any other
really?
Cover. Yeah, of any covers ever. Right. Because I always wanted to be a punk as a kid. Always right. wanted to sing punk. Colony is the song I imagined myself singing when I was older, if it was the front in a punk band. Because I'm a girl vibe. And probably because I'm a black girl, because I look and sound the way I do, it probably was never going to happen me in punk. You know, when I do, I am an antichrist, I am an antichrist. It doesn't work. Although I think Mel C, or whatever she's called, from the Spice Girls, she did. It didn't work. it just doesn't work. It sounds fake. I love a band called Crass, but I can never sing. A bit, somebody said I should do a duet with Steve Ignorant. Just wouldn't probably work. You've got to know, I sing with Happy Mondays. Happy Mondays to me are quite a punk band, but yeah. I don't sing like Sean, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
How old are you? It doesn't work.
Fucking hell, you sounded good then, though.
but when I sing Colony, and I remember John Robb did a great review, and he said I was like Ozzy Osbourne on stage, a cross between Ozzy Osbourne and somebody else. And that's a big compliment. I remember singing it the first time at Factory, and the lyrics, the melody. I mean, Ian Curtis is a proper genius. He gets overused, that word. But his lyrics and his melodies are so intricate and so beautiful. And they're made for a voice like mine, which it's almost just like big, powerful voice that means every lyric. That's the sort of voice that's perfect for Ian Curtis's lyrics. And that's why the Joy Division songs work with me singing them, because I've got that voice that doesn't work on every tune. You know, my voice doesn't really work on many pop songs. I wouldn't be good at doing Kylie songs. She's great here, but they're not the voices that I don't like. Kylie's voice, because it's too poppy for me. But I love her. She's brilliant. So don't kill me, Kylie fans.
I know what you're saying, though. I think as an artist, and we've got that with you anyway, you just know what you want and what you can't. You've been doing it long enough now. You're just like, I know I'll be good at that. Yeah, I can do that. No, I can't do that. This is what I'll do. Do you know what I mean?
But I was like that, honestly, from like in the late 80s.
Right.
Once I found, like, I did house tunes and I write a lot as well. So once I found what I was good at and what I know, because I've got to love it. And if I don't love it, I won't sing it. I've turned down songs that have been massive, like What Time Is Love, KLF. And I didn't do that. I didn't really like it.
No.
And I should have done it. Another. Because, you know, and there was a song by M People, one of the early M People songs. I did How Can I Love You More? I didn't like it. And I was on Paul Oakenfold's label. And I said, I don't really like it. And I wish I'd sung it now, because I would have been a singer with M People. I'm a dick. You know, I'm a dick, but, you know, but I like living humbly.
I think you got to be true to yourself.
Yeah, I think being true to yourself.
I really have to love something, and I'm the same when I sing with the Mondays or when I sing with anyone. I know what I like to compliment other singers and singing. When I sing with you, Tom, as well, you know, it's like it should be a compliment, not sing all over you and ruin the song by trying to turn it into something it's not. It should be more complimentary. And
that's why I'm not a singer.
Who said that, Joe?
Yeah,
yeah.
No, you are. Why? Why? Because you'd be all over it.
Yeah, I'm fucking...
Oh, you have a microphone, don't you?
Nah, I'm the worst singer ever.
You have a microphone near your drums, but it only picks up the drums, does it?
No, I have a microphone near my drums, so
and
I can speak.
And in interviews he does on, like, so he can chat away.
So I can chat shit, but fucking...
Charlie's got a good voice, though, hasn't he?
Charlie's got a great voice.
Yeah, Charlie
he has got a great voice, you know. And he's another one, he knows exactly what he likes and what sounds good and how to, he's great with singing with you, Tom, he's brilliant.
He's good at working harmonies, isn't he? Yeah, he's like a bit of a genius at that.
Yeah, we've always had the harmonies from day dot.
I'll never know.
What did you say?
I don't know. You know, I've gone too old now, but having said that, I've gone too old, but you wouldn't say no to Madonna and she's 62, or would you? I bet she's got a designer vagina anyway.
So what's track four?
Oh, hold on. Stop it.
Sorry.
Oh, it's really... So wait, I've only got... How many have I got left?
Two.
Two?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to do... So I'm not to make it easier, I'm not going to do Blossoms or Happy Mondays.
Right, okay.
Can I see what they were, though? What the songs were?
What the two were. I want to know what your favourites
are. Because then, no, I will at the end. No, because then I'll end up talking about them more. Oh,
that's all right. We just won't put them in the top five.
I'm curious to know.
Oh, stop it. I'm trying to decide which one's here. My favourite by Blossoms was Blow. I thought everybody knew it's Blow. I used to listen on loop.
I remember you saying that
all the time. And I think it's your best tune you've ever done for me.
Do you still think it? That you see, that's like our punkiest tune, I reckon.
Yeah, it's the oldest one.
It's my favourite because it's my kind of music more than some of your other tunes. They're probably more for young girls and you know what I mean.
You're a young girl, bro.
Young girls and young boys. No, I'm saying Blow. I was absolutely hypnotised by that song. It made me fall in Blossoms.
It had an edge, didn't it, back in the day, I remember, at the time.
But it still sounds great today when you put it on, and it's just, I think it was on one of them programmes that I don't watch, I do, Made in Chelsea.
Oh, yeah, I don't watch it.
I was over the moon. I remember ringing Cameron, I went, oh my God, it's, because I thought, they're going to make it, they're going to be like massive, and you are massive. But yeah, it's that song that got me really, really, really into you. So it should be on my list, really, but...
It's not.
Yeah. But it's not.
It is really, because it's a very, very, it made me, if a song makes you love a band.
Yeah, that, I know what you mean.
And I've seen your live since, and it's like, just do Blow, do that, Blow, Blow.
We always
play it.
There's one gig we didn't play it, and that was Glastonbury.
Yeah.
Because it got cut short.
I saw you, I've got a picture of us at Glastonbury backstage.
Oof. I think you said then, why didn't you play Blow?
No, that was the second time.
I saw you in Jersey, and I think you played it with... I brought Bez to come and watch you from the pit.
I think
you did it there. I went, this one, Bez, this is the one. Right, so I'm going to go with... I was listening to this because I've just done a tune with Terry Farley. Marshall Jefferson is remixing it right now. So Terry Farley and Pete Heller, they did these remixes, Boyzone. They worked with Andrew Weatherall back in the day. They're just massive. They do these brilliant remixes. Well, they did a remix of a Happy Mondays tune, Sinking Thinking. I think they did two.
Is this the one you said you don't want to put in, or you're putting this in the top five?
I'm putting it in because I've got away with not putting Blow in, have I?
Right, no. Yeah, you've got away with that.
I'm putting Blow in. Do you know what? I'm going to put Blow in.
Oh, are you?
So important, yeah. Because the other one I was going to say, because I should mention Oasis, because I love Liam's voice, I love Liam. Champagne Supernova Live, I love Live. Yeah. So Sinking Thinking, the Heller and Farley remix, but there are two. There's like a dance one with really, really up, that Frankie Knuckles used to play, but that's not the version. It's more of a groovy, funky, sexy, dirty mix.
Right.
By Heller and Farley, but it's really, as I say, there's two. There's one that's a big dance tune that I sing in the clubs when I do nights with Bez.
Yeah.
It's not, the version I mean is this other dirty one that I love.
You got that? Sorry, Tom researches it, by the way. He's not just on his phone texting.
There's two remixes, but the other one always comes up, the dancey one, but there's another dirty one. So when I said to Terry Farley, I really love that slow, dirty one.
Yeah.
And he said we did two. There's a dance one, Boyzone and Junior mix. There's two.
What is it about? Do you think it's because it's a Mondays tune, but like on a different take, if it's like a bit more funky and stuff?
Yeah,
like it?
Yeah, but like... the dance tune in America, it was huge. Frankie Knuckles played it in America. So I always wondered, how come these DJs know this tune?
Yeah.
Because Sinking Thinking wasn't a big hit in the UK or America for the Mondays.
Yeah.
How do they know this tune, Sinking Thinking? It's like people, Roger Sanchez and big DJs, they put it in their set. Defected put it on an album.
Yeah.
Defected, a massive record label now. And I'm thinking, how do they know Stinking Thinking by the Mondays? Sean's voice isn't on a lot of it. It's more my voice.
Yeah.
I just never understood. And it's because they all know Terry Farley and Andy Weatherall and all them people. And Frankie Knuckles played it on his radio show apparently every week or most weeks.
Did Chris France and Tina Weymouth produce that from Talking Heads?
Yes, they did.
Wow. Did you fly out to them sessions?
No, in Barbados.
Yeah.
No, because that was like... As you know, no vocals got done in Barbados. So I was due to fly out. Or I thought I was going to leave the band. I wanted to go on Paul Oakenfold. I was signed to Paul Oakenfold's label, Perfecto. And then I got a message that Tina Weymouth is really good mates with Debbie Harry. So that if I left the band, they're getting Debbie Harry Blondie and you are alone. I was like, no. If you want me to sing with you, pretend you're going to get Debbie Harry instead.
So yeah, that's your five tunes. Happy days.
Five, I thought I had six.
Oh, here she is. Is there anything else?
I'm happy with them.
Thanks for coming on, Ro.
You're welcome, but you don't look like you're dead excited today.
I'm scared. No, we're scared that this fucking computer will crash and we'll lose everything. That's my worry.
You look like look, Tom, you're yawning and everything.
I had a few beers last night.
I'm honestly saving it. Bezzy's birthday Saturday.
It was Katie's birthday. I'm getting married this year, Ro.
No way. Oh, congratulations.
Got engaged on Christmas Day. We're getting married.
Why are you getting married this year, though, when it's all, you don't cart very many people? Is it to save money?
No, no, just because next year the touring's going to be busier again, isn't it? A bit?
I'm joking. You're doing it where you can only have 30 people, so you'd have to pay for everyone. Oh, thanks for having me. Hope to see you properly soon.
Thanks for coming on.
And it, next time you do a live lounge, don't forget me.
Of course.
You don't have to ask me. You don't have to ask me to do it, but you don't forget me.
No.
All right, yeah, thank you.
Do you want a bit of a bullshit?
Please.
I have to read it a few times, don't I? Do you know what I mean? Because
it's undiagnosed dyslexia.
Because it's a lie.
Undiagnosed. I don't even think it's undiagnosed. Probably I've got dyslexia.
Self-diagnosed. Sen.
Right. TASER is an acronym. TASER
for what?
Stands for Thomas A. Swift's Electronic Rifle.
Whoa.
Sounds
say it again.
Ridiculous. So
electronic rifle.
Say it again.
It's not a rifle, is it?
Say it again.
Rifles.
What did he say?
TASER. You know what TASER?
Thomas.
Is an acronym. The name of it is actually an acronym. And it stands for Thomas A. Swift's Electronic Rifle.
Thomas A. Swift.
I'm going to be so annoyed if this is true.
Thomas A. Swift. Electronic Rifle.
It's such bullshit.
Do you know what? It's good that.
That's like peanut butter again, isn't it? Yeah.
Electronic rifle.
Fucking hell.
What are you saying, bullshit, real?
I really want it to be real.
It's real, isn't it? Because it's that ridiculous. You wouldn't have said it.
Is it fucked?
Do you remember peanut butter?
Am I being triple or what?
I want it to be true, so I'm going to say true. Because I want it to be.
Yeah, man, it's true. You're true, Chatters.
I'm going to go bullshit.
Tom?
Bullshit.
It's true.
Oh, fuck
yeah.
It's fucking true. Yeah.
I had a good feeling.
Couldn't believe it.
Electronic
rifle. I was like, fuck right.
Then again, what did the first one look like? It might have been.
Yeah.
And also, I was thinking before you knew what a taser was, taser isn't a really word, is it?
No, no.
Do you know what I mean? So it makes sense.
I always thought about like laser, taser, that kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, taser is
no way. It's just an acronym.
Thomas A. Swift is a guy who invented
that
it.
That is cool as fuck.
What era was the taser invented?
I mean, I'm not just a taser fat guy. I just saw that and made it down. But okay, yeah, well, funny that, funnies. Isn't it? Thomas 30s. A. Swift's electronic rifle.
No, that is. I'm going to look that up tonight.
I'm going to get one.
Right, see you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.